Hey, gentlemen, we got another update here for you on comments. Looks like on WWE has commented on Dean Ambrose's injury. Looks like from WWE.com is reporting a following update on Dean Ambrose after being attacked by Samoa Joe on WWE last night on Monday Night Raw. Dean Ambrose sustained an injury in his right arm during a Raw six-man tag team match. And it said the damage looked like extended when his opponents, Samoa Joe and the Raw tag team championship, Cesaro and Sheamus, assaulted a Lieutenant Fringe in the trainer's room. The attack culminated when Joe slammed the road case onto Ambrose's arm, leaving him in a lot of pain. Ambrose was taken to a nearby medical facility for x-rays and evaluation. Stick with WWE.com for further updates on his condition. And there is the very latest on Dean Ambrose. Keep it locked right here on WWE All Results Radio for more news and rumors. And ladies and gentlemen, we got our update on Randy Orton. Looks like he's going to be taking time off from WWE, question mark. Looks like from PW Insiders is reporting that Randy Orton is reporting Randy Orton will be likely working a light WWE schedule in January before February and March taking off. Outside of SmackDown tapings, it's like that the Royal Rumble pay-per-view Orton is the only one advertised for the second and fourth week of the WWE live events in January. Orton is advertised for the February 6th SmackDown Live tapings, but beyond that, there is not announced for any WWE televised or live events for February or March. He is advertised for the post-WrestleMania SmackDown Live tapings on April 9th in New Orleans, but it's not advertised for the May European Tour. Keep it locked right here on WWE All Results Radio for more news and rumors on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, there looks like there is possibly another Paige video leaks online. Here's another report. It says Paige is yet again another victim of a online celebrity video leak. It says over the past 12 months, Paige has several of private photos and video clips leaked online, and it appears that it will continue over the next few days. The new footage displays a former WWE superstar Brad Maddox choking her during a sexual encounter, and also includes a short clip of her giving oral pleasure. It says the website that leaked the video claims that they have about 40 more clips and that they will be online coming days of Paige. And it says the website wrote, rumor has it that whenever it's all said and done, Paige will have 40 full length sex tapes leaked, and they will span 40 hours upon hours, covering all the most depth sexual activities known to man. As always, we do not be sharing any links of this matter, but you can probably find it on social media just about anywhere. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results for Radio for more news and rumors on the way. And this is a very sad situation for Paige. Very embarrassing for her part, but keep it locked right here, guys. Hey, gentlemen, we got another update here on, looks like a preview for SmackDown Live tonight. Looks like a report says that the Clash of Opponents was a momentum of a six-man tag team battle as the New Day gets ready for the holidays. Dolph Ziggler is celebrating his United States title victory. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin tried to knock off the Usos. What's next for Natalya after being turning her back on the WWE Universe at Clash of Champions? His opinion is as it is time to get ready for the Royal Rumble of 2018. That gives a lot of hope going forward, and they still have a little Clash of Champions fallout to deal with. But then things will be more interesting. And looks like also, there's a lack of Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. Here's where he's through, and so you're expected to determine the show. Which of these interests you most? And will anything set up for the Royal Rumble 2018? Let us know in the comments. Thank you, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a backstage news on why Roman Reigns missed Money at Raw last night. It's occurring that WWE Intercontinental Champion Roman Reigns missed past Monday Night's Raw, but he will be back next week. Per Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, show is because he had just gotten this week off. He said, I don't think there is anything else to the story. He said that I was something that he asked for ways back. But Meltzer has also said that the program going forward at Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe for the Intercontinental Championship. However, says due to injury to Dean Ambrose, things could get changed. And Roman Reigns may go after the tag team titles with Seth Rollins. The long-term plan is still for Roman Reigns to challenge Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania 34, which will probably mean that Roman Reigns will end up losing the Intercontinental Championship to Samoa Joe at some point, but before next year's show in New Orleans. So that's the very latest on Roman Reigns and why he missed Monday Night Raw last night. And more updates on Roman Reigns. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie McMahon, the commissioner of Monday Night Raw, announced last night on Monday Night Raw that we will, in fact, be having the first ever women's Royal Rumble match at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. What do you think about this? First time ever. History is going to be made at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. The first ever all-women Royal Rumble match. That is a blockbuster announcement. Huge, guys. Keep it locked right here on WWE On Results Radio for more. Hey, gentlemen, we got an update on that. Rockstar Spud is reportedly backstage tonight for SmackDown Live. And also, he's supposed to be appearing on 205 Live tonight. We're also hearing that Hato Itami is going to be appearing tonight on 205 Live. Looks like 205 Live is going to be off the chain tonight. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more. Ladies and gentlemen, we got an update that Rockstar Spud is reportedly backstage tonight for SmackDown Live. We're also hearing he's going to be on 205 Live tonight. We're also hearing that Hato Itami is going to be appearing on 205 Live. That's what we know at this hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another update here on the War Machines possibly becoming WWE and NXT, of course. Since we reported over the weekend that ROH War Machines could be headed to WWE, they seemingly did a farewell segment the last set of television tapings in Philadelphia at Ring of Honor. As the Dave Meltzer discussed their status for Monday's installment of Wrestling Reserve Radio and mentioned that they are in progress with WWE after they passed the medical, says that they will be headed to the NXT brand, hopefully sometime in January after they finish up with their New Japan and Wrestle Kingdom dates. So probably at the next set of tapings after NXT's takeover Philadelphia in January. So keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio, and also check us out on Instagram at WWE All Results Insta _ all the word. Hey gentlemen, we got another update here on Daniel Bryan. Looks like for this report from KHIC is reporting that Daniel Bryan says that WWE is still telling him no, that you're not wrestling again, according to this latest report we're coming in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have also heard reports that Daniel Bryan has been cleared to compete again. But now here's the trick of it, guys. We have heard that he's been cleared by his doctors, but he has not been cleared by WWE doctors and WWE officials yet. So that is where the whole confusion is coming in right now. That Daniel Bryan has been cleared by his own doctors, but has not been cleared by the WWE doctors and their standards and the WWE official standards. So there's a lot of confusion going on, and a lot of people automatically assume since he's been cleared by his doctor, by the doctors, he's ready to go. No, that's where the confusion came in. So keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio. And we also been hearing rumors that Daniel Bryan could possibly face Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. Again, that comes up to the WWE doctors and WWE officials, whether that'll be happening, whether he'll be cleared. We'll keep you posted if we get any more information on Daniel Bryan about him possibly being cleared in WWE to compete. We will bring it to you here on the WWE All Results Radio. Keep it locked right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got an update on The Miz. Now, looks like the Rolling Stone has named The Miz for the Wrestler of the Year of 2017. So, congratulations to The Miz. Well deserved. I'm not a fan of The Miz. I never liked The Miz. I can't really stand The Miz because his character is just so annoying, so obnoxious. But that's what makes The Miz so great, that he's able to play that heel gimmick so damn good that we literally hate his guts. And Like I said, that's why The Miz is truly one of the best wrestlers that we've seen in the modern day era. So keep it locked right here on the WWE Results Radio for more news and rumors on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another update on Dolph Ziggler now. The latest report we're getting in looks like after last Tuesday we saw Dolph Ziggler lay his championship down in the ring. A lot of people are questioning now if Dolph Ziggler has retired, has he quit, what's going on here? And from the latest report I got in, that I'm hearing that WWE has made a new design for the United States Championship belt. And we could see, the next time we see Dolph Ziggler walking out, he could be holding the new design United States Championship belt. That's what I predict is going to happen next Tuesday, or whenever they decide to do it. I think it's going to be a great idea. I can't wait to see the new design. I've already personally seen the new design, so it's absolutely awesome. I just can't wait for all you guys to see it. So keep it locked. We're here at the WWE All Results Radio for more. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two names that have been entered into the Royal Rumble so far. From SmackDown, we have learned that Naomi will be the woman representing the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. And for the guys, for the men Royal Rumble, we have learned that Elias will be the name representing the Royal Rumble for the men. Keep it locked right here in the WWE All Results Radio for more. Ladies and gentlemen, we got an update on Alexa Bliss now. It looks like Alexa Bliss has surpassed Charlotte's reign to become the longest reigning Raw Women Champion in history. What do y'all think about this, guys? Keep it locked right here. Guys, we got an update from SmackDown's results here for you. Looks like Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin defeated the Usos in an untitled match. We had Charlotte Flair, Naomi defeated Ruby Riott and Sarah Logan. The New Day defeated Rusev and Eddie English. AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Jinder Mahal, and a six-man tag team main event match, which really was the match of the night. That is your SmackDown results. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more. Ladies and gentlemen, we also got an update on the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match now happening at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. According to Brian, a reporter here, Wrestling Reserver, all the women from Raw and SmackDown that are not champions will appear in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Women from NXT will fill in the vacant spots, but they will go back to NXT after the Women's Royal match has completed. That is the very latest we hear right now. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more. Ladies and gentlemen, we got an update on now Dean Ambrose. We previously told you that he's been injured. Very sad situation for Dean Ambrose. Looks like WWE has announced that Dean Ambrose suffered a high-grade tricep tension tear and will get surgery. And we've also heard a rumor that he could possibly be missing WrestleMania 34. This is very sad and very unfortunate. We wish Dean Ambrose a very quick and speedy recovery. And I'm a big fan of Dean Ambrose, so this is very heartbreaking news for me. Again, we wish him a very speedy recovery. Hey, gentlemen, a little quick update here. Looks like the Nature Boy Ric Flair already says that his daughter, Charlotte Flair, is already the greatest of all time already. That's really awesome to hear that his dad, her dad, is really behind Charlotte Flair. And I do agree that Charlotte truly is one of the greatest we have ever seen in-ring. And that it's good that she has her daddy's support. The Nature Boy Ric Flair supporting her. And one thing I would have to say about Charlotte Flair that she has the most toughest task is that she is always being compared to her daddy, the Nature Boy Ric Flair. And that's what really hurts her in some degree, because she really does have to step it up every time she comes out there, because she's in the shadow of the Nature Boy Ric Flair. And everybody says, well, she's only got there to where she's at right now is because of her daddy. Well, come on, guys. I mean, she's proven it night and night after night that she deserves to be in the ring. She deserves to be in the spotlight. She deserves to have all them championships that she's gotten. And we need to stop comparing her to her daddy and start comparing her. Not compare her to her daddy. Just let her be an individual and start comparing her what she's doing in the ring, because she's proven it night after night after night. Keep it locked right here, guys, for more.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.